It is crisis time in the federal budget process. Congress has till the end of the year to agree on spending cuts and sources of revenue to avoid deep across-the-board cuts and higher taxes that would be part of the fall off the fiscal cliff. But will compromise mean that Republicans will break their pledge not to raise taxes? Joining us live now is Grover Norquist. He's president of Americans for Tax Reform, and he's really been at the center of all of this. Grover, it's good to have you with us on WTOP. Welcome.
Delighted to be with you.
Now, we're hearing some people who had taken your pledge not to raise taxes say that it's more important now to work a deal out than to keep that pledge. What do you say to them?
Well, two things. People should know that the Taxpayer Protection Pledge is a written commitment that an elected official makes to his constituents, not to me, although Senator Reid and Vice President Biden sometimes get that wrong. It's a commitment to voters in their state. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., or at the state level, I'm going to go to the state capitol, and I'm going to reform government, limit spending, not going to raise taxes to facilitate and more spending and more waste. So it's a rather simple, easy-to-understand commitment. It's been very powerful in helping elected officials make it clear where they are.
So what do you say to those who are breaking it?
Well, first of all, nobody's broken it. Let's be very clear. Nobody's broken it at all. Some people have had impure thoughts. But what they also have all
they've
said
publicly is, they would.
Well, you got to listen to the whole sentence, okay? Somebody like South Carolina Lindsey Graham has said he would consider minor tax increases if the Democrats would agree to substantial and permanent and irrevocable entitlement reforms. Now, what's interesting, of course, is that all the focus has been on whether some Republicans might raise some taxes on some point, and the president, who keeps talking about his willingness to be flexible, has put not a single dollar of spending restraint on the table, no entitlement reform, and allowed Reid, the leader of the Democratic Senate, and Durbin, the senator most close to the Chicago political operation, and Obama, both said that they're not doing anything on entitlement. So, you know, it's interesting that the press isn't over there going, excuse me, you mean you're not compromising? You're not doing any saving? The president includes in his savings not occupying Iraq for the next 20 years. They kicked him out of the country. You don't get to count that as a savings.
All right, given where we are now, would you rather see this country go over the so-called fiscal cliff than have an agreement that sees taxes go up?
Well, those aren't the two options, of course. What we did 2 years ago, what Obama did 2 years ago in the Democratic House, the Democratic Senate 2 years ago, to this day, they said, we will extend all of the 2001, 2003 and tax cuts and extenders out for 2 years. That was a Democrat decision. They said the economy is too weak. Raising taxes even on higher income people would damage the economy. The economy isn't any better than it was 2 years ago, and there's every reason not to damage the economy. Now, I've talked to the Republicans. They're working to minimize the damage that Obama is threatening. But remember, never mind the fiscal cliff. There are five Obamacare taxes that hit January 1st. Those aren't even on the table. Remember, Obama, who's supposed to be flexible, has said, we're not talking about Obamacare. What does that mean? That means hundreds of billions of dollars of tax increases that he don't want to talk about, and hundreds of billions of additional spending that he didn't want to talk about. All he wants to do is raise taxes to keep spending more money. And, of course, even his taxes on the rich that Obama outlines, which he says would be $400 billion from raising the top two rates, he spends $8 trillion in additional debt in the next 10 years.
Well, indeed, $400
billion from rich people.
There's a lot that goes back and forth in this argument, and either side finds very good ways to be able to present their case. But I think for a lot of Americans, the issue is, why can't we ever compromise on things? Why do things have to be so absolute that we don't reach resolutions to them? The problem of kicking things down the road, as we have done so long in this country, has only made our problems worse.
Let me make it clear that I think the lower marginal tax rates that Bush put in, the lowest rate went from 15 down to 10, the top rate went from 39.6 to 35. The lower rates for people at all levels. Remember, 80% of the tax cut goes to middle and lower income people, which is one of the problems Obama has. He wants to end them all, and that smacks the middle class because the Bush tax cuts were actually so weighted towards middle income Americans, something Democrats have denied for 10 years and now have to deal with the fact that that's the way they were structured. Those tax cuts should be made permanent. That's not part of a compromise. The compromise, the problem we have is government spending too much money. And I'm all in favor of compromising how quickly we reduce that overspending, how we reduce that overspending. I think Republicans should be very clear that the defense budget, the Pentagon spending should be looked at with just the same gimlet eye that all other spending is. There are lots of ways to compromise and do spending restraint differently. But the problem is too much spending. Raising taxes doesn't solve that problem. It feeds it.
We're going to see some of this play out over the next couple of weeks. Grover Norquist, appreciate you coming on this morning. Grover's president of Americans for Tax Reform, and he will be Politico's guest this morning for a special interview at 8 o'clock this morning at the museum.